It's a schosel and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh. And there are so many mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. We can't do everything. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could really bring into our lives in a very practical way. The Torah tells us in Paragit Aleph, Pasuk Chavah, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. See, I present before you today a blessing and a curse. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu'u El Mitzvus Hashem Elokeichem. The blessing that you listen to the commandments of Hashem, your God. And then it says in Pasuk Chavches, V'aklala Imlo Tishmu'u El Mitzvus Hashem Elokeichem. And the curse if you don't listen to the commandments of Hashem. There are two questions that they ask on these couple psukim about Re'eh in the opening of this week's parasha. It starts off Re'eh in Lashon singular, Lashon Yachid. And then the next couple words it says Lifneichem. It says plural. Which one is it? Is it singular or is it plural? And furthermore, when it's talking about bracha, when it's talking about blessing, it says the language of asher, tishmu'un, that which you do. And when it says klala, it says im, if. Why the different language? What is going on? Why by bracha is it that which you do? And by klala, it's if. So we'll call that 1A and 1B. Then the Torah goes on to say the idea of serving Hashem, the idea of bracha, the idea of Mishkan, the idea of Shechina, Beis HaMikdash, the great things, and that clearly is by bracha. And klala is when they would do Avodah Zarah. And then the Torah says something very fascinating. It talks about something called a bama. A bama was their own personal altar. We know throughout Chazal that there are certain times that the Mishkan wasn't there yet, it wasn't erected yet, and the bamas were allowed. And then in the desert for 39 years, the bamas were usher. The Mishkan in Gilgal, which was for 14 years, Jewish history, which the bamas were allowed. Then we had the Mishkan in Shiloh for 369 years, the bamas were usher. Then we had the Mishkan and Novin Givon for 57 years. The Bamos were allowed. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Bamos are not allowed. What is the whole idea of a Bama? Was it allowed? Is it not allowed? We know nowadays we're not allowed to have our own personal offerings. So what is a Bama? Question two. The Torah goes out of its way and talks about a Bama. What is that all about? Question three. The Torah goes on in Perakid Dalit, and it says in Revi, it says Perakid Dalit, Pasuk Aleph, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, right? A Baruch Levin song, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. And then the next part of the Pasuk, I don't think he sings this part, it says, Lo Tiskodidu V'lo Tasimu Karcha B'neinechem Lameis. You shouldn't cut yourself, and you shouldn't make a bald spot on your head when you're dealing with a dead person. And then Pasuk Beis, Ki am kadosh ato la'ashem elokecha u'becha bechar Hashem li'os lo la'am sigula. Right, a Baruch Levin song, beautiful song. Ki am kadosh ato, because you are the chosen nation. And Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, Ki am kadosh ato, kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha, that you have kedusha from your forefathers. And furthermore, in addition, Hashem has chosen you. Asul Salvechik, what do you mean? If you look at the Pasuk seems to be saying one thing. And all of a sudden, Rashi says that it's saying two things. So what's going on? So let's just review. Again, there's so many mitzvahs in this parsha. Stuck on me, we'll throw it in. We'll talk about that for a second. There's so much. But this, I want to come out with a major yesod, especially before El. So let's just review. So if someone comes and says, so nu, you have a Divine Torah, you'll say to him, Vade, I have a Divine Torah, I have a couple of them. Which one do you want? Do you want the yesod? Whatever you want. Okay, here we go. So again, question one, Re'eh Anochi. It says singular, and then it goes to plural. What's that about? Furthermore, how come it says by a bracha it says that which you do, and by a klola it says im if? That's 1a, 1b. Then we have the idea of the Beis Hamikdash being a bracha and the Avodah Zarah being a klola, but then it throws in bummas. And bummas, are they allowed? Are they not allowed? Very interesting. A couple years ago, I went to the Israel Museum with my family and my parents. They took us to the Israel Museum. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. There's so much Avodah Zarah. There are bummas there. I just wanted to say a little anecdote because there were bummas there. They found bummas. They really, but what's the bummer about? Okay. And question three is, first of all, what's the connection with Lotus Kodadu? And furthermore, Salvechik says, how come Rashi is saying that there's two ideas? What are these two ideas? The idea of the Kedusha from the forefathers and Ubecho Becha Hashem, which is a separate idea. So those are the questions. We know we're approaching Elul. Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. It used to be in Europe that when they would bench Rosh Chodesh last week, the week before Elul, they would pass out from the fear, the pachad of an Elul. Again, most people are not passing out from saying the words Elul. And the question is, what should be our approach? We know we're a month away from Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, which we'll talk about, obviously, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, for a little time. But what should be our mindset with the idea of Elul, going into an Elul, a Shabbos or a Shredesh? What should be our idea? So Rav Dessler writes, in the Kudus HaBechir, and I spoke about this before, I spoke about this in the summer in NCSY Kollel, Rav Dessler has a famous idea called Nekudas HaBechira. Nekudas HaBechira means that we make choices in life, right? We see right in the beginning, the Mefarshim bring down, we have a whole separate shir on this, is the idea of Bechira Chofshes. We make choices. We have Bechira. We choose. We have free will. The Rambam actually quotes the Pasuk of Re'eh Anochi Noten Lefneichem. The idea of Re'eh, we're making choices. You have the idea of Bracha and Klala. And we're making choices. Says Rav Dessler, though. A person, his goal in life is to raise the bar, is to always try to lift yourself, try to get yourself to a zone that it's not a choice. If you don't make choices, if you're not making you're not struggling through something, you could raise the bar. For example, if a person, he was born, he was raised in a good home, and he keeps Shabbos, he's not struggling, should I go in a car or not? But someone that doesn't know anything about Shabbos, and he didn't have the fortunate zechus of being taught about Shabbos, he will have a struggling point, should I go in a car or not? Sometimes he won't even know. But if he does learn about it and he decides that he wants to get frumer, it will be hard in the beginning because it's something new. Says of Dessler, the whole point of life is to raise the bar and make it not a bechir, not make it a choice. If a person decides, he's a minion person, three times a day, I'm going a minion, and he takes it upon and he does it consistently over and over again, so therefore, maybe his Bechira point is not going to be, do I go to Minyan or not? He got that. But what's his Bechira point? Maybe when I go to Minyan, do I have more Kavana? Do I get there on time? Again, there's so many details within so many certain things. For example, a person decides that he wants to learn, but learning, make it part of his life, and it's hard, he's busy. You know, he has a job and he has different things and he has different obligations, but he really wants to make learning part of his life. In the beginning, he could say, listen, I'm going to learn 20 minutes a day. And finally, after he masters that, he could raise the bar. So therefore, when he gets to 2 hours a day, which is unbelievable, it's not a struggle, do I do 20? Again, who am I to say anything about the Gedolim? But the Gedolim, you know, they're learning, let's say, 17, 18 hours a day. So their Bechira point might not be that those up to 18 hours. Again, I spoke with a Talmud, and he's like, oh, he was bothered by this. What do you mean? I don't get schar? Of course he gets schar. Again, the language of Rav Dessler. I shout out to Akiva, right? The language of Rav Dessler is a little difficult. Obviously, you're getting schar, but how do I raise up the bar? Now, when we're approaching an Elul, we're trying to figure out things within ourselves. We want to raise that Bechira point. We want to raise it. We want to own certain things that are good. We want to build relationships with people, better our relationships with the Ribono Shel Olam, with our spouse, with our children, with our with other relatives. It's all about raising ourselves. You know, it's been a gewaldig ben hazmanim, teaching in NC Soy Kolel, and then having a couple of weeks with the family, and my parents were here, throwing down the trips, unbelievable, mini Israel, and we just went to iJump, you just jump, unbelievable, it's awesome. Give a shout out to iJump, everyone should go, it's a lot of fun. And, but every ben hazmanim, I try to take my family to the Kaisel. Yeah, you gotta have physical fun also, and fun with the kids, but you also gotta have spiritual fun. What could be better? Which really, the Kaisel. And again, you know, people used to, what they would do to get a Kaisel 100 years ago. And how lucky and how fortunate we are to have a Kaisel. We just take advantage, obviously, because we have it. But every year I try to take my family to the Kaisel. So again, it's hard, it can be hard, I have a large family. Got everyone to the Kaisel, and on the car, and going on the bus, the whole thing. And so we started off, we're doing really well, and then my son dropped, the blanket was dropped. Not blaming him, he's 1.5. I'll blame him a little. And a little frustrated, no one likes to lose anything, especially that was like his blankie. But then I'm like looking all over, and then Siyata Dishmaya, I made like one turn, I'm like, there's no way it's here, like retracing my steps. And Siyata Dishmaya, the blanket was there. And I was telling this over to one of my Talmidim, Shlomo. If he listens, Shlomo, tell him, give him a shout out. And he's like, Rebbe, it's like your pants story. I'm like, good, the key is to my story, it's unbelievable. Right? My pants, couldn't find my pants. I was wearing pants, obviously, but couldn't find my other suit pants, the wedding, the whole thing, whatever. So I started over the Siyata Dishmaya, I put in my book. I'm still going strong in my book. Need a chizik, but still going strong. And then I get to the Kaisel, and you know, Baruch Hashem, Kanai Nahara, I have a lot of girls, so my wife is going to take all the girls, and my 1.5-year-old son, I said, come with me, but I didn't really want him to come with me, you know, so my wife said, no, don't worry, I'll take him, you know, I'll be chasing him back and forth, the Kaisel will be a Leibniz experience, he's a Leibniz little bucker, and so good, I got Mincha ready, and I decided, oh, you know, I'm going to say Tehillim, you know, I heard a shir. I enjoy listening to Rav Ari Leibowitz. Anyone who's here heard Shirim from me know I like quoting him. He's Gavaldik. And why you Torah? And he quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. And you know, Tehillim 150 prokim David HaMelech. He didn't say exactly where it was. And I really wanted to look up this pasuk. And I'm like trying to think, you know, I don't know. I'm not a bucky in Tehillim. And I decided that, so I'm going to say Tehillim. And it was Wednesday. I wasn't sure should I start from Wednesday or from the... or from day, or from the beginning of Tehillim. And I decided to start from the beginning of Tehillim, and poof, Siyata Dishmaya, that pasuk was right there, and I think with this pasuk, again, we'll connect the idea of Nekudas Bechira. I wasn't just saying some Stam Nekudas Bechira idea, it's important to know that idea, we'll put it into this idea also, but it's based on this pasuk, and I think we're going to be able to answer a lot of these questions. And so many Siyata Dishmaya, I thought at one point, I'm like, you know what? Maybe a little note is going to fall down from the cliff. So I'm not going to take a note. You know, I'm not that type of guy. Like, Rav Bloom is a note taker. He steals the notes. That's for sure. But maybe a note's going to fall off. I'm having a good Siyata. I found the blanket. I found the pasuk. I'm going to, you know, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to open the note. It's going to say that I'm going to, Rav Bloom is going to get millions of dollars and millions of mitzvahs. That didn't happen, and I wasn't going to steal any notes. Probably the only thing you're going to remember from the shir is that Rav Bloom steals notes from the Kaisel, Chas V'Shalom. But I was waiting for the note to fall and open it up, and okay, but it didn't. Okay, so the pasuk's like this. Right in the beginning of Tehillim, Perek Aleph, pasuk Aleph, tells us, right, I should know pasuk Aleph, but it's really pasuk Hey that I'm going to talk about in a second, but it's very interesting. In this stone, art school, mamish changed the whole world of learning. And it's unbelievable. And it doesn't mean my Hascama, but we all know, we've all been privileged to have Art Scroll translates everything. It's amazing. They even started translating Tosfos in English. It's amazing. So Art Scroll and this stone Chumash and the Tanakh, they have footnotes just to highlight. Now, if a person does this in his learning, just highlights in his Gemara or in his Siddur even, just the main ideas. So it's great, writing your own words. It's great. So it says in the beginning, right on the side of the stone image, it says the book of Psalms, right? P, weird language, begins, the keys to good fortune. Okay, let's see. Are to shun evil influences. So let's see. Pasuk Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph Asherei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzat Rishoim Ubederech Chatoim Lo Amad. Praiseworthy is the man who walked not in the counsel of the wicked and stood not in the path of the sins. And then it says in Pasuk Hey Al Kain Lo Yakum Rishoim Ba'mishpat V'chatoim Ba'dat Sadikim. Therefore, the wicked shall not be vindicated. Ha, I like that word, vindicated. In judgment, nor the sinful in the assembly of the righteous. Why? Ki odeh Hashem derech sadikin, v'derech rishaim toved. For Hashem attends the way of the righteous, while the way of the wicked until they perish. There's one word that sticks out in the beginning of this Tehillim. And David Melech wrote, and I think we're going to answer up a lot of these questions. The word is derech. Where is my direction? Where am I going with myself? A person, we're approaching an el very soon, it's coming up. And a person, ani ledodi vidodi li. And a person, we always want more. And a person always wants to get closer to Hashem. Now, in our minds, we create in our minds that we make the following mistake. We say, listen, sometimes I do averas, I make mistakes. Oh, I'm not so worthwhile, I'm not so great. But there's no one that, right? The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, right? That a person falls, our greatest leaders made mistakes and they picked themselves up. There's only four people in all of Tanakh, the Gemara says, the end of Baba Basra, right? Yishai and Binyamin. All the greats, but they weren't our greatest leaders. Our greatest leaders are the people that make mistakes, are the people that learn from their mistakes. But the greatest people, the way we can make ourselves greater, is we have to sit with ourselves before an Elul and say, where am I going with myself? What is Hashem really part of my life? Can I better my relationships with other people, with relatives, with my spouse, my children, with my neighbors? Where am I going with myself? In a month from now, we're going to be having Rosh Hashanah. This is the time of tshuva. This is the time that we want more from ourselves. You know, it says the end of Parshas Ekev, right? The famous pasuk says, it says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yudbeis. Aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oso Tomin, talking about great Eretz Yisrael. Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireishis Hashana V'ad Akris Shana. So the Baal Musar say, it says from the beginning Hashana until the end of Shana. So they all say, because when we go into the beginning of the year, it's this is going to be the year. And then at the end of the year, it's that year. Not this year. We all have the ability before Rosh Hashanah to sit with ourselves and figure out biderech, which way are we going? How are we progressing in life? Are we making the Ribbono Shel Olam really part of our lives? That's what it's all about. And it's very fascinating because look, in the beginning of Re'eh, here's the key word. It says in Pasuk Chof Ches, right, Perek Yud Aleph Chof Ches, Va'klola im lo tishmu. By the klola, by the curse, if you don't listen, El Mrs. Hashem Elokechem, Visartem min haderech, and you stray away from the path. The yisod of life is, am I on the path? Am I on the right direction? Am I going up? Am I progressing with myself? Am I really making it a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's what life's about. Life, as I said before, is the Nikudas HaBachira, to raise ourselves, to not make choices with things, that I just own certain things, I learn a certain amount of time, I do a certain amount of chesed, I daven a certain amount, but then raise the bar, because we're always going to have choices. We're not robots. Everyone's going to have choices in life. But if you make greater choices, if there's a choice, like we spoke about last week, do I have an extra kavanah for a bracha? Right? It was easy last week. My parents were over for Shabbos, a Gevaldik Shabbos. And we benched out loud and it was beautiful. I finally felt like I had some kavana in benching. And then, you know, during the week, I'm a bencher, the whole thing. No, mechazik ourselves. Bench out loud, little things. Make that our Bechira point. And then just raise, where is my direction? Where am I going with myself? You know what a bummer is? You know why a bummer is usser? I'll tell you why a bummer is usser. Because a bummer is usser, because all you need to do is look in the Torah. Because the Torah says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, Lo tasun kecho asher anochi oseh po hayom, ish ko hayashar be'inav. You shall not do like we do here today, every man what's proper in his eyes. You know what a bummer is? A bummer is where a person does what he thinks is right. He personally thinks is right, but we don't live a religious life based on what we think. We live a religious life what the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks, what the Torah thinks. The minute that you make it a subjective thing, it's crazy. It's not real because you're basing it on what you think. But we don't live a life based on what we think. We live a life based on what the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks. And I think that's the answer to our first question. Why by mitzvahs does it say asher? Why by brachas does it say asher? Because the blessing is that which I do. Rishoyim, aklala, is what? Im, if I do it. Meaning you make cheshbonos. If I do this, if I do that. If this logic works within my brain, if this logic doesn't. But that's not what it's all about. And we're not going to always understand everything we do. We're not going to, you know, Hashem is the one in charge. We try to be Hashem sometimes. But Hashem runs the world. And if we tap into the Ribbono Shel Olam's Chachma, we tap into the godness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we're going to live happy lives. And that's what that Pasuk was telling me. The Pasuk speaking to me at the Kaisel. Ubiderech. Where am I going with myself? And I think that's the idea before an Elul. We all have to sit down. We don't sit down with ourselves enough. We get busy and we get, you know, Baruch Hashem. Right? The phones are great. Right? We don't have to take away the godless of a phone, but also it's distracting. We all know we're always tuned in. It's hard sometimes. But we need to turn it off a little, turn off the technology and just sit with yourself. A couple minutes and just ask yourself in a real personal way. No one will know between you and Hashem. You can say it and do it in the Noach Shemana Esrei, whenever you want to do this. You can always talk to the Baruch Hashem and just, where am I going with myself? How can I make things better? How can I put myself in an environment that I don't have to struggle so much? How can I put myself in a place where I could have success? Even if I have a job and I need to bring in the income for my family, can I go to a shul for a half hour a day? Can I learn an extra? Again, everyone has different struggles and different things, but how can I raise my bar? How can I build my relationships? And that's the question we all have to ask. Ubiderech, where am I going with myself? Where? It was 11 months ago we were saying, Ne'ilo, where am I now and where can I improve? That's what tshuva's about, and that's why tshuva's hard. Because change is hard for anyone. To make changes in our life is hard. And we'll talk about this, but it's hard. But where am I going with myself? Re'eh. What's the idea? Re'eh anochi nosein lifneichem. Why in Lashon singular? And then to Lashon Rabbim. So I saw two beautiful answers. One, I saw in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Chumash. He says, beautiful. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Mem, that a person needs to realize that the whole world is 50-50. 50-50, and his mitzvah is going to change the world. His mitzvah! So it's my individual mitzvah is going to have an effect on the whole world. It's individual to the plural, to the rabbim. That's what it's saying. Re'eh, look within yourself. Do your mitzvahs. Do great things. And then you will affect the future. You'll affect not only your children and your grandchildren. You'll affect all of Klal Yisrael. We all have a responsibility. There's not so many Jews in the world. We're a very small percentage in this world. And they still want to destroy us. But we have a responsibility. Because we're the Am HaNivchar. Refrain I saw says a little different. but also this beautiful idea of why the singular, and then goes to the Rabbim. So Refrain writes, Refrain on the Parsha in his first volume, he says, the answer is that blessings are not always so obvious. If we don't make an effort to see them, to perceive them, we may not even be aware that we've been blessed. If we think about it, life is full of blessings. In fact, life itself is the greatest blessings. But we take all these things for granted and don't realize how blessed we are. Therefore, Hashem reminds us to see the blessings He's given us. To see them on an individual level. And then afterwards, it will help on a universal level. Therefore, when Hashem tells us to see, He uses a singular form, but the place of the blessing is expressed in the plural, because we need to see on an individual level, and then we'll see the bracha on a more global level. That's what it's all about. And it's all about the derech. Where am I going with myself? How can I make things greater? Says Rav Soloveitchik. Beautiful. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. We are banim to Hashem. We're children to the Ribbono Shel. Why two things? Why two things? Ki am kadosh ata. Says the Rav, there's two elements. There's one element of kadosh asmecha me'avosecha. There's an element that we have Yerusha. We are passed down from generation to generation. From Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, passing on the Mesorah. That's a Yerusha. That's the idea of passing it over. The ode. But furthermore, ubecha bechar Hashem. That's up to us. That's not just the Yerusha. It's up to us, each person in their own individual life. How can they bring Hashem? And that's not a Yerusha. Torah is not a Yerusha in that element. We all are making choices. We're making choices, right? We're making choices right now. Do I listen or do I not listen to the Torah? Do I turn it off or do I not even turn it on? Right? Maybe I'm not going to even get up to this far, right? Even Bloom is going on and on again, right? So we make choices in life. And we want to be on the Derech Hashem. We want to just affect the world. We can affect ourselves. First we need to affect ourselves. Bring the Ribbono Shel Olam really into our lives. Really have a person. He loves us. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Why? What's the connection of Lo Tiskodu? Because again, we don't want to, the Gemara in Yevamah says, we don't want different sanctions, different groups. We want everyone to be together. Bonim Hashem, and you can't hurt yourself. Chas v'sholom, someone passes away. You're going to think, the person's not there anymore. Chas v'sholom. He's with the Ribbono Shel Olam in Shamayim. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. We have that guf and the neshama. The guf's not here, but the neshama, he's bonim. Don't realize, because we're not only here for ourselves. Right? If you want to make a bummer, and you want to make it a personal thing, then you'll live life only in this world for yourself. But that's not what life's about. Life's about that getting out of yourself, which we've spoken so much about, but realizing that life's about the Ribbono Shel Olam, about more, I share, that I could do it. Re'ei, see the blessing, see what Hashem has given us. That's what it's all about. And then, after we build ourselves, we can affect others. And even if we have people that are not the same way as us, we still could affect them in a positive way. Just by our actions. Obviously, no one needs mussar, and by giving over mussar to people is not gonna. Usually, it will just turn people more off. But through a person's actions, being real with the Torah, being real with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that will affect people around him. They tell a story. I just read the story. I heard it about Rav Trenk. You know, I read a lot about him. He was big mechanic in America. They say, you know, he dealt with off the derech, people that were off the derech. And they tell a story. Right? You probably remember two things from this year. That our Bloom doesn't steal kotel notes. I don't. And also this story. It's a great story. So there was a Talmud. It was really, you know, he wasn't Shomer Mitzvahs. He was up and down. And one point, he stole his Rebbe Rav Trenk's car on Shabbos, on Friday night. And somehow Rav Trenk got word that he took the car to the movie theater. So most people either call the police or, you know, do whatever they... And Rav Trenk was a big tzaddik, a little crazy. And he walked for a couple miles to the movie theater. He came to the true story. Pesach Kron tells the story. But all of Kron's stories are true. Once went in for Shabbos. He will not say any story that's not factually true. And Rav Trey got into the movie theater, told the person, listen, I'm religious, I can't pay, I'm just trying to find someone. And he sat down next to that boy. And he turns to the boy and says, listen, the popcorn, I think the popcorn you're eating is, the hashkacha is not so great. Imagine. Michal Shabbos, he stole his car, and he tells him that the popcorn is not hashkacha for such a taradika yid like yourself. Wow! You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. And guess what? The boy, obviously not getting any more, so he left. Can't be in the movie theater. After a couple of years, the boy turned around, he changed his derech, and he became a mechanech. He didn't say who it was. Right, I heard this from Rav Zev Lef on Tisha B'Av. He became a mechanech. And what do we see from that story is, hey, we can't judge anyone, but everyone will come back around. Everyone will get back on the derech. But the key to life, the soul that you walk away, is that you sit down with yourself. Let's make it practical. 3 minutes. We could give ourselves 3 minutes. 3 minutes, we sit down with ourselves, and we ask ourselves, where am I going with myself? How can I make Hashem more real in my life? How can I make Torah more real? How can I make my relationships better? How can I do it? Ubederech. Where am I going? How can I raise that bar? How can I raise that nekudas habechira? How can I make life more meaningful? And I think if we do this, ani lidodi bidodi li, Hashem loves us. And yeah, he gives us struggles and things we have to work on. But ani lidodi vidodi li, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me, because the Ribbono Shel loves us. Let us all have an amazing Parshas Re'eh. Let's bring the Torah more into our lives. Let's learn up the Torah. Let's make the Ribbono Shel part of our lives. Everyone should have an amazing Rosh Chodesh, an amazing Elul, and everyone should just keep on growing in all areas of Avodas Hashem.